Hi there. The word for today is live a balanced life. In Mark 6 verse 31, Jesus said to his disciples, "Come with me to a quiet place and get some rest." Now the psalmist writes Psalm 90 verse 10, "The length of our days is 70 years or 80. And if you're blessed to live that long, here's how your life will go. Are you ready? You'll spend an average of 24 years sleeping, 26 years working, 10 years in church and on holiday, mostly holiday, 7 years eating, 6 years traveling, 4 years dealing with sickness, and 2 years getting dressed. One Bible scholar put it this way: the press of busyness is like a charm seeking to lay hold on ever younger victims, so that we are scarcely allowed time for God to develop in us Christian character. Look, it's a mistake to think that rushing through life buys you more time. It doesn't. Apart from keeping your adrenaline pumping and perhaps making you feel and look important, busyness can be the enemy of your soul. It can rob you of spiritual growth by preventing you from reflecting and examining your heart. We're not talking about the number of things you manage to get done every day, but the quality of your life's product. You can be busy and yet not be balanced. One scholar put it this way: solitude is the furnace of transformation. And there are basically three kinds of solitude. Number one, brief intervals experienced daily. Number two, longer ones involving a few days or more away from it all. Despite his hectic schedule, Jesus made it a habit of withdrawing from the demands of the crowd in order to spend time in prayer with his Father. Makes you ask, did he know something we don't? And he actually said to his disciples one day, "Come with me to a quiet place and get some rest." And the third type of solitude is, and you don't want this, forced rest. Psalm 23 verse 2, "He maketh me to lie down." Don't wait until God makes you lie down. Endeavor to live a balanced life. And that's the word for you today.